CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. The Pentagon says the visit to the United States by Chinese Minister of National Defense, Chan Wanquan, will help sustain the positive momentum that has been achieved in the U.S.-China military-to-military ties. A Pentagon spokesman says Chan Wanquan is expected to hold talks with his U.S. counterpart, Chuck Hagel, at the Pentagon on Monday, when the two will have an opportunity to discuss a variety of issues, including the U.S.-China relationship and the military-to-military relationship. The spokesman noted that Chan Wanquan's visit illustrates and will help sustain the positive momentum that has been achieved in the U.S.-China military-to-military relationship over the past 18 months. He says the visit sustains the regular set of interactions between the two leaders that reflects the positive nature of the U.S.-China military-to-military relationship. The Philippine government has assured that thorough investigation into the two ships' collision off central province of Cebu would immediately start to determine who is at fault. The death toll has risen to 31, while 172 have remained missing from the ill-fated passenger ship, which collided with a cargo ship Friday night near Talisay in Cebu province. About 629 people have been rescued. A presidential spokeswoman says the priority at the moment is the search and rescue operations for the missing passengers, and the government is ready to extend assistance to the victims. Four people died and 35 others were injured when a passenger ship collided with a barge in Russia's Omsk region on Saturday. Reports say the accident occurred on the Irtysh River in the Leninsky district of Omsk Saturday morning. There were 56 passengers and four crew members on board the ship. Egypt's Interior Ministry says the death toll of nationwide Islamist demonstrations on Friday rose to 48, while more than 1,000 supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood were arrested. It says the dead included a policeman and a Syrian national, and 436 others were injured during the clashes. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has held telephone talks with his Egyptian counterpart, Nabil Fahmy, over the violence in Egypt. Reaffirming China's position on violent conflicts that have occurred in Egypt, Wang Yi said China is closely following the development of the situation in Egypt. He said it is the top priority that all parties concerned in Egypt proceed from the general interests of the nation and people and exercise maximum restraint so as to prevent the conflicts from further escalating. Indian police Saturday claimed to have arrested one of the country's most wanted terrorists, a bomb expert belonging to banned Pakistani militant outfit Lashkar-e-Toiba at the international border with Nepal. He was wanted in at least 40 terrorism cases. This is CRI News. More than 5,000 officers, soldiers and reservists from the Shenyang Military Area Command have been dispatched to northeast China for flood relief. They have rescued and relocated more than 6,000 people, reinforced dikes and stopped leakages, according to a spokesman with the Military Area Command Operational Department. Shenyang Military Area Command has also sent vehicles and boats to flood-stricken areas. Northeast China has been hit by the worst flooding in decades this summer. The death toll of floods in the provinces of Jilin, Heilongjiang and Liaoning have reached 25. China says greater reforms in innovation will be used to build a diversified nationwide elderly care service system by 2020. Premier Li Keqiang has told an executive meeting of the State Council in Beijing that a sound elderly care service industry will help to create jobs and facilitate economic restructuring. China has a rapidly aging society and the largest population of elderly people in the world, reaching almost 200 million. China is planning a centrally administered effort to control air pollution by documenting goals and responsibilities of provincial governments and evaluating their progress. The Ministry of Environmental Protection says this year, pollution control between Beijing, Tianjin, and Hebei province, as well as the surrounding regions, will become fully integrated. It says government efforts to curb emissions of major pollutants have so far proven effective, even though public complaints over smog and other hazardous weather kept mounting, particularly in Beijing, the national capital. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.